Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session of today's call, you may press star one to ask a question. Today's conference is being recorded, and at this time, I'll turn the call over to Mr. Benjamin Haynes. You may begin, sir.
Thank you, Shirley, and thank you all for joining us for today's Vital Signs Report on Motor Vehicle Crash Injuries. We are joined today by CDC's Principal Deputy Director, Dr. Ileana Arias, who will provide opening remarks. Following those remarks, Dr. Arias, along with Drs. Gwen Bergen, the report's lead author, and Aaron Saubershaus, will take your questions. Now we'll turn it over to Dr. Arias.
Thank you. And thank you all for joining us today to discuss this month's Vital Signs Report. As you know, each month we focus on the latest data about one of the critical health issues facing our nation and, more importantly, what can be done about it. Prevention of motor vehicle crash injuries and fatalities is one of CDC's winnable battles. And in support of that fight, today we're going to discuss findings from a new CDC Vital Signs study on the health burden and the cost of non-fatal motor vehicle crash injuries in the U.S. We'll share information about what can be done to prevent these crash injuries and help keep everyone safe and secure on our roads, and thereby reduce the exorbitant bottom-line cost of motor vehicle crash injuries. Motor vehicle crashes are a leading cause of injury in the U.S. More than 2.5 million Americans went to the emergency department for crash injuries in 2012, and nearly 200,000 of these were then hospitalized. The burden of these crashes is not spread evenly across society, as you might imagine. Teens and young adults make up only about 20% of the population, but they account for almost 40% of crash injuries treated in emergency departments. And for adults 80 years of age or older who are injured in car crashes, a third of them end up being hospitalized. That's higher than any other age group. In addition to the physical pain and the emotional distress that impacts 7,000 people per day in our country who are injured, there's also a heavy financial cost for individuals, for employers, the healthcare system, and for society. Crash injuries that happened in 2012 totaled $18 billion in lifetime medical costs. These include the cost for follow-up treatment, ambulance transportation, rehabilitation, and prescription drugs. These crash injuries also totaled $33 billion in lifetime work loss costs, including lost expected employment earnings, lost fringe benefits, and lost value of household work. We know that many of these crashes are preventable, and keeping people safe from injuries also helps to save on medical costs. So, for example, in 2009, passage of a primary seatbelt law, which means that a police officer can pull a car over and ticket the driver just because someone in the car is not wearing a seatbelt, it increased seatbelt use and saved an estimated $36 million in hospital costs over a two-year period alone in Minnesota. Other state-level interventions that can be used to reduce crashes and related injuries include improving child passenger safety with restraint laws that require car seat or booster seat use for children aged 8 and under, or until they are 57 inches tall, which is the recommended height for proper seatbelt fit. Also reducing drinking and driving by using sobriety checkpoints and requiring ignition interlock for people convicted of drinking and driving, starting with their first conviction. And also improving teen driver safety through the use of comprehensive graduated driver licensing systems. What we have found and know is that each of these strategies can save people from undue pain, lost productivity time, and medical costs. Thanks to the dedicated efforts, or these dedicated efforts, crash injuries have declined in the past year. There are almost 400,000 fewer emergency department visits and about 5,700 fewer hospitalizations in 2012 compared to 2002. This decrease equals $1.6 billion in avoided medical costs and $2.3 billion in avoided work loss costs. Although that is a lot and we're very glad to celebrate that improvement, much more can be done, especially at the state level. States, unfortunately, may be unsure about which interventions will have the biggest impact on reducing crashes and related injuries and medical costs. And so to help with this, in collaboration or in conjunction with the release of the Vital Signs today, We're also releasing an interactive calculator that's called Motor Vehicle PICS, P-I-C-C-S, which stands for Prioritizing Intervention and Cost Calculator for States. The tool helps state decision makers prioritize and select from a suite of 12 effective motor vehicle injury prevention interventions. It's designed to easily calculate the expected number of injuries prevented and lives saved at the state level, and importantly, the cost of implementation while taking into account available resources. So that essentially individuals can look at how many resources they have, how they can invest those resources, and what the return on those investments would be so they can make informed decisions. Motor Vehicle VIX is available online now at www.cdc.gov/motorvehiclesafety/calculator. There is information on that for obtaining technical assistance. We will be providing some trainings toward the end of this month, but in the meantime, reaching out to us is a good way of then getting any kind of help or information that you may need in navigating and using the tool. The bottom line, essentially, is that states can make smart investments based on data and by using proven interventions to save lives and money. Together, we can reduce motor vehicle crash injuries, we can reduce their costs, and we can also reduce their impact on our families and our communities. So I thank you very much for your time and attention, and now would turn it over for any questions that you may have.
Shirley, we're ready for questions.
At this time, we're ready to begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name clearly. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. And one moment, please, for our first question. At this time, I'm showing no questions. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. And one moment, please. And at this time, I'm showing no questions.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Again, the tool is available for you to essentially play with it, experience it, and if there's any information that we can provide on it, please feel free to reach out. Again, thank you very much for your checking in on Vital Signs, as you always do, and then especially on this one, which is a significant issue of importance not only to us but to every state in this country, given the data that are available to us and continue to be available. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Ari. There will be a transcript available on the main CDC media page at www.cdc.gov/media. And if you have questions, you can call the main media line at 404-639-3286 or email media@cdc.gov.
Thank you. And this does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. At this time, you may disconnect your line.